Over the last number of days, the news came true that three judicial reviews taken against a roads project, including the Adair bypass, have been withdrawn in the High Court. On Bord Pleanála granted planning permission last August for the 35-kilometre Adair bypass and the new Foynes to Limerick road. This approval was challenged in the High Court, or to the High Court, but withdrawal of these challenges now looks like it's a major boost for the project. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Minister for State, Department of Higher and Further Education, Research, Innovation and Science, and Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick County, Niall Collins. Minister, good morning to you. You must be delighted, I suppose, with the outcome. What can you tell us about what this means now for progress on these vital roads in Limerick and obviously affecting Kerry?
Yeah, good morning, Gerry. Well, look, it's really positive news for West Limerick, for Limerick, for North Kerry in particular. A lot of people would travel the roads, that particular road, and indeed people all across Kerry, South Kerry. 17,000 vehicles pass through the village of Adair every single day on average, and I think there isn't a person in Limerick or in Kerry that has experienced inordinate delays going through Adair at some point in time. So the new road that you're referring to, which is going to partly comprise of dual carriageway and an extension of the motorway and single carriageway also from Limerick to the Port of Foynes, will include a bypass of the village of Adair. And it links really, I suppose, the Port of Foynes to the motorway network, which is part of a bigger project, a European, it'll be co-funded by the European Union in what's called a T10 scheme, where that's a project that aims to link major ports to the motorway network across Europe. So the judicial reviews, which had been taken by three separate individuals, have now been withdrawn, and I think there's huge credit due to the project, to the roads project office in Limerick City and County Council, who worked with three people who had sought the judicial review. And they were able to arrive at an accommodation, or at least agree their differences and find a mechanism to get around them, which allowed the three parties, or which resulted in the three parties withdrawing their judicial review proceedings, which effectively now has cleared the planning permission hurdle in the entire project. So what it now means is that the project will move on to, I suppose, the concluding stages of issuing the CPOs, that's the purchase of the individual land parcels right along the route, and then going to tender and construction. So we're getting into the end game, as it were, in relation to the project, which has been ongoing now for a number of years, and it came a cropper previously at on Bord Pleanála, which was very regrettable and put the project back a long number of years. So we're now past all of that, and we're looking forward to the road finally getting built. And I think it'll, as I said, it'll really add to the region. It'll reduce commute times. It will allow the region to be sold. It'll be another part of the selling of the region from a competitiveness point of view, and it'll obviously be connecting the Port of Foynes, which is hugely important for trade and for industry, and particularly given the very ambitious plans which we now have in the Port of Foynes to be the centre of activity when we go to harvest the offshore potential of wind energy that we have right along the western seaboard of Ireland.
Yeah, recognition, I suppose, of the number of jobs that will be created in the area as well, that will flow into Kerry from that too, hopefully. Timelines for all of this, I know it's hard to say given CPO processes and all of that, but you know, the next 4 or 5 years before it's all done?
Yeah, I suppose a lot of the commentary around this road centres around the Adair bypass and the fact that the Ryder Cup is going to take place in 2027, and people are hoping that the road will be, at least that section of the road may be completed by then. But what I would be anxious to see, and I would have communicated this already to Limerick City and County Council as project lead on it, and also to Transport Infrastructure Ireland, I think in order to deliver the road as quickly as possible, and this is a feature that we're seeing up and down the country on larger roads projects, is to break it down into a number of subcontracts. So you may have a number of contractors maybe engaged, and the whole road project broken down into two or maybe three or four subcontracts. So you would have three or four contractors working on it at the same point in time, and that has proven in other areas, in other parts of the country, to allow for earlier delivery. So look, I mean, these are really large-scale infrastructural projects. It's very difficult at times to put timelines on them. But the major issue with all of these projects has always been the planning permission. And judicial reviews have been used in other instances by some people to frustrate the planning process, and that's an issue which we in government are dealing with a total review and redrafting of our planning legislation, which is a work in progress. So the fact that we're now past the planning, I think, is hugely welcome, and it will allow it to move on. You know, this project won't be found wanting for the lack of money or the budget to build it, and I think that's very, very positive. Heretofore in this country, we've had a lot of experience of projects being what we would describe as shovel-ready, but the finance and the funding wasn't available for it. I think, you know, we're all well aware that the public finances are in very, very good order. And we see, for example, the bonus and the huge increase or the bonus in corporation tax receipts, for example, which the Exchequer is receiving. And a lot of the discussion that we're having around how to use that funding obviously would be to put aside a lot of that money into a reserve fund or a rainy day fund. But you can also look at investing it in one-off capital projects. And this would be an example of a one-off capital project that would be very worthy and could merit the use of some of that funding. So it's good to know that funding isn't an issue. It's good to know that planning isn't an issue. So now we must concentrate all our efforts on the early delivery of it.
Okay, and that will happen from there, and hopefully in a timely enough fashion. And with the Cork bypass nearing full completion on the other side, it should transform, I suppose, the transport of people into and out of, and businesses into and out of, this county. Can I ask you on a separate issue, Minister? You're going to be in Killarney tomorrow at the conferring of some of the new citizens to this country. Obviously a welcome development. We need new people, we need new energy. What sort of a country will they be joining, though? And there's a very fractious political debate going on at the moment about the forum that's been set up by your party leader, Micheál Martin, to look at Ireland's neutrality. The minister, or the former minister and current president of the country, wading into the debate. What's your view on the comments of the president on Ireland's drift towards NATO?
Yeah, well, I don't believe that we're in a drift towards NATO. I think what Micheál Martin has been, and it's not the first time that he has said this, you know, we live in a very changing world. We're living in a changing Europe. Our neutrality has served us very, very well. I don't think there's any desire to change that hugely. But there's nothing wrong at the same time in having a conversation and assessing where we are in the globalised new world that we live in. So much has changed, particularly with the war in Ukraine, as you know. So I don't think we should apologise or be afraid to have a conversation or to have a debate in relation to this. Our defence forces take part, as everybody knows, in peacekeeping missions right around the world, and have really accounted for themselves and have represented us really, really well. So you're referencing the event in the INEC tomorrow. That's a hugely important event. 4,000 people will receive their Irish citizenship, having gone through a naturalisation process. We are now, and we have been, a very multicultural country. If you just look at the recent outcome, the results, if we can call it that, from the recent census, you can see how multicultural we have become.
Yeah.
And I think it's right that we welcome people of all backgrounds and of all diversity into our country. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. As I say, 4,000 people. It's a significant cohort of people, and it's one of many citizenship ceremonies. And I think we have to keep in the backs of our minds also that a lot of the people who have come and who are receiving their naturalisation or citizenship tomorrow, they have been in this country for a long, long time. They have now put down deep roots. They're in every town and village and community, rural and urban, up and down Ireland, and they're playing a very positive and impactful contribution to society. They're working. We need workers in this country. We need people to come in here. We're at full employment, as you know, Jerry.
Yeah.
Talk to any business person.
Screaming for staff.
Difficulties.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, they certainly are. But just on that, was the president right to say what he did? Or is it fair enough to say, or is he overstepping the mark, to your mind? Because it has set off the debate now and a lot of criticism in his comments.
Yeah, I'd be slow to criticise the president. He's a very direct person who speaks his mind. I don't have an issue with what he said. Some people within the media love to try and develop and create a spat.
A constitutional crisis out of his comments?
Exactly. But look, I mean, Michael D. Higgins, you know, when he speaks, people listen and they do take note of it. There is obviously a tradition or a convention that the office of president, the holder of the office of president, doesn't stray into the political arena. But I don't think there's any issue there. I do think we should have a conversation and a debate about our neutrality, and there's no harm done.
Yeah, okay.
My opinion.
All right, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Minister for State, Department of Fire and Further Education, Niall Collins, talking to us about a number of different issues, including the development regards to new roads in the north of the county, in the south of Limerick and the west of Limerick, and will help development here, both from the point of view of traffic through Adair, which has been a nightmare for many people for many years, and also the development of fines as a port for renewable energy. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme.